Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Today we're going to be talking about making plans. So for the past couple weeks, we talked about motivation and direction. Today we're going to talk about how to actually begin setting our plans into action. As I said last week, the goal is the final destination. The plans are how I intend to reach that destination. But a lot of people get confused. They think the plan is the goal, which isn't usually that big of a deal until the plan doesn't work. That's when they hit the panic button, scrap the whole plan, and feel like they need to start over. And that's not always what we need to do. Plans change. Goals usually don't. Let me give you an example. My wife and I own a private practice outside of Pittsburgh. If someone asked me what my goals are, I would say one of them is to provide for my family. If they said, what's your plan to do that? I would say by running my private practice. But imagine something happens to me or to the field of psychology, and I'm no longer able to use a private practice to provide for my family. Am I going to go home that night and say, guess what, guys? Private practice is closed. It's every man for himself. Hope you've been saving your allowance, kids. Of course not. I'm going to say, okay, I had planned on using my private practice to take care of my family. I can't do that, so I need to find another way to be a provider. Maybe I get a job at teaching. Maybe I go work at a hospital. Bottom line, I'm not going to change my life goal just because my plan isn't working out. Understanding the difference between plans and goals is really important for a couple different reasons. One, plans change. Goals typically don't. For me, goals are that top line item. Goals are the thing I want them to put on my tombstone. I'm really proud of my business. I feel like my wife and I have accomplished a lot. But make no mistake, I'm not hoping to have my company logo on my tombstone. I'm hoping to have good dad, good person, good husband, any of those sort of things. So the goal is what I'm trying to achieve, and that doesn't usually change over time. The other reason why understanding the difference between plans and goals is important is because I can achieve a plan and still not reach my goal. I can make behavior changes that don't actually get me any further towards my goal than I was before. For instance, it's the first of the year. A lot of people make their goal to get in shape, right? And usually say something along the lines of, I'm going to lose weight. And if you ask somebody why they were going to lose weight, they would say that they wanted to look better. They wanted to feel better. They wanted to be healthier. But imagine the person decides that their plan, the way that they're going to go about this, is they're going to go on a cookie diet. And they're going to eat 3 cookies a day, and that's it. And based on 3 cookies, I guarantee probably anybody's going to lose weight. I don't know what you typically eat in a day, but I guarantee my calorie intake is far beyond that of 3 cookies. So if I start eating 3 cookies a day, I'm probably going to lose weight. But am I going to be healthier? Probably not. Am I going to feel better physically? Probably not. So I could achieve my plan of losing weight and miss my goal of being healthier and miss my goal of feeling good. So we want our plans and goals to match. The other reason why I understand the difference is important is because it prevents me from becoming too complacent. Plans are achieved in the short term. Goals can take a lifetime. And some goals are going to require multiple plans, meaning how I meet some goals is going to change over time. For instance, if my goal is to be a good dad, one of the plans for doing this is to make sure I attend all my son's activities, go to his sports activities, go to band, whatever it is. But it only works so long as my son has activities to go to. What happens when he gets older and he's not involved in activities? Is my job done? Hell no. My plan is complete, but the goals are still in progress. And if I'm not aware of this and make changes to my plans to meet my son's needs, there's a pretty good chance I could end up only meeting part of my goal. So my kid ends up saying, yeah, he was always there when I was younger, but... And we don't want that. Lastly, setting goals reminds me why I'm doing what I'm doing. They always say life is short, but it doesn't always feel short. In fact, there are a lot of times when life feels pretty damn long. For most people, it's a constant struggle to stay focused and continue working towards goals. Knowing why I'm doing what I'm doing allows me to have the focus and determination to push through the bad days. Look, there are going to be plenty of times when I don't feel like doing what I need to do. Sitting in the rain to watch my son play lacrosse probably isn't ever going to be high on the list of things I want to do. But if I understand the why is so that he feels supported in life, and not because I really care about the sporting event, then wet shoes are just a necessary evil. But a lot of parents forget this. They think it's about the sport. So they get pissed at their kid for not trying harder. Or they get upset at coaches or refs. I remember I was watching this dad go nuts at a game one time. And I don't remember what he was so upset about. But I do remember this. I remember his son's face while he was going nuts. And I remember that look that the son wanted to crawl under the bleachers and die. And I remember thinking, I wonder what this guy thinks he's accomplishing. Because he just did more damage to his relationship to his son by embarrassing him at this game than he would have done if he had just stayed home. Understanding why I'm doing what I'm doing keeps me focused on the right things. See, goals are the end point. Plans are the vehicles I use to get there. Understanding this allows me to be laser focused on my goals, even if my plans falter, or even if they're not exactly clear. So how do we do this? How do you begin setting goals and making a plan to actually get there? And I think the place to start is the place we've been talking about for the past couple weeks. What is the big picture? What is it you're trying to accomplish? At the end of the day, when your time is gone, what do you want to show for it? That you were a good person? That you were a good spouse? Good parent? Most people shouldn't have a list a mile long. There really should only be two or three, maybe four things that are really my life goals. And then everything else kind of falls under those. If my goal is to be a good person, that umbrella covers a lot of stuff. My goal is to be a good husband or a good father. That umbrella is going to cover a lot of areas, right? So I don't need to have 15 different goals. It's too hard to keep track of all that. I'm better to have two, three, four goals that I have drilled into my brain, that I have imprinted on who I am, that drive me in everything I do. That is far more useful than a laundry list of goals I'm never going to achieve. Secondly, how would you even know if you met your goal? What is the criteria you're going to use to evaluate yourself? And it doesn't really matter what it is. It doesn't really matter if I agree with it, but it does matter that you have one. I think the important thing to remember when we're figuring out how to evaluate whether or not we met our goal is that it should be something I determine. I should determine whether or not I met my goal. I can't base whether I met my goal on somebody else. Meaning I can't say, well, I'll determine if I'm a good person by how many people like me. Why? Because I can't control that. I can't control how many people actually like me. I can control how I behave. I can control how I present myself. I can try to be a good person, but I might run into somebody who doesn't like anybody no matter what they do. That's not my problem. And so I shouldn't hold myself to that standard. I shouldn't let somebody else's reaction to me determine whether or not I feel like I've met my goal. Next, what is your plan to meet the goal? Right? If the goal is to help people, how will you do that? What's the plan? And so maybe you say, my goal is to help people. I plan to do that by donating money. And then lastly, what happens if my plan of attack isn't available? For instance, what if I say my goal is to help people by donating money, and then I retire? I don't have as much money as I used to have. Then what? Well, maybe I help people by volunteering my time. I used to have more money, now I have more time. My goal is still to help people. My plan for doing that might just need to change. Point is, goals and plans are different. Goals relate to the big picture. Plans are how I hope to get there. When plans no longer work, we change them. Goals typically don't change that much. So we're 3 weeks into a new year. Do you have any goals? Do you have any plans? Now's the time. Take the time. Sit down. Write these things down. Don't say, well, I got my list in my head. No, write it down. So you can go back to it later. So you remember what you're doing. Don't passively just listen to this podcast and then wait for the next one. Listen, actually listen, and then do the work. Next week, we're going to talk about what to do when we miss the mark. When I've set a good goal, when I've made a good plan, and then I don't get there. What do I do? So that's it for me. That's it for this episode of Into the Fix. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check me out on Facebook. Be sure to check out my Instagram. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.